La 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 la.
She really hates him. It's really true.
Retesting. Testing, testing. Scratch my back.
I'm scratching it.
It's going to lower down to the left. No, up a little right there. You scratch my back, I'll scratch your back.
You never do, though.
You ever heard that saying?
Rich, come on, let's get started.
You scratch my back, it means you help me out on something, I'll help you out on something. Testing, 1, 2. You scratch my back, I'll scratch your back.
Why do you do it?
What, testing? I like
no. Why do you explain things that you know everyone already knows?
Well, there's a lot of people that don't know things.
Yes, they do.
I'm always here to, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. Carry a message. That's what I do. Let's get this thing started.
Carrying a message about...
No, not that. That's not my message.
Okay, let's go. Yeah, get your gum in. Get your gum in. Get chew it into the mic. Come on.
Yeah, I did.
But why didn't you do it before? I don't understand it. When you were like talking to the producer and like babbling on about motorcycles, why didn't you go, hey, now might be a good time. I'm get this gum all nice and soft and put it in my upper lip before the podcast.
I'm looking to my right.
Answer the question.
Because it wasn't ready to go in. But I'm looking to my right. 1, 2, 3, 4. I still got like boots and 20 pairs of shoes over here. I don't even get to wear them. I don't wear my boots. And I got like nice boots, you know. Can you wear boots in the summer? Like, you know, like.
Can do whatever you want. There's no rules anymore.
No, but yeah, there is no rules. I'll tell you that. And likes are the new.
No, stop it.
All right. It's a new bit I'm working on. New bit. I got a lot of new bits I'm working on. Well, not a lot, like 3 or 4. Then I'll have like 10 new bits. And then once I get to 40, I can make a new album. Make my 7th album, and then I'm done making albums. 7 albums is definitely enough for a career. Wouldn't you think?
Yes.
7 albums?
Quite impressive.
You know, let's see how many Carlin
I've got have. One.
You got one. I have 7. No, I have 6. I'm going to work on 7. Jesus lets me. Jesus is willing.
Do you know that?
Yes. What are you telling me things I already know?
Because I thought that's what we did here.
Well, I was in New York Monday night to meet with a personal appearance agent to do my bookings because I cannot deal with these club people anymore, these club owners. Some are nice. Some aren't. Some are regular. Some pretend you're their friend until a new friend comes along. This business, there's no loyalty whatsoever. There is amongst comics. Comics are loyal to each other. Comics do help each other out. Whenever you see a comic, you know, hey, they're doing a GoFundMe because they're sick or whatever. Comics usually come to the other comics' aid and help, you know, and that's what's, you know, I think comics are more, you know, more, they're more closer, even though, you know, in their head, they think they're competing with everybody, but you're only competing with yourself. In their, you know, they are closer.
They know they're part of a club.
Yeah, more than most other businesses.
It's a tribe.
I don't know if it's a club, tribe, whatever, yeah. It's a special person.
That's all everybody's doing is trying to find a group of like-minded people to have their backs.
Yes. You put it in different words. That's what you do.
Okay.
So anyhow, I was in New York Monday night.
You know, I don't know if anyone's ever told you this, but if you think you're going slow, slow down. You ever heard that?
Oh, am I going too fast?
No, you're literally, it's like I want to choke you. You're like, New York. Like I think you're having a stroke between each word.
Well, you know, I'm a little relaxed. I'm in no rush. I'm wearing my attire to go play golf after this podcast.
Right, but did you take some kind of like medication or something?
None whatsoever.
You're like,
coffee. I got a decent night's sleep.
Good.
I'm happy
to hear that.
I woke up, did sit-ups, did that, got that out of the way.
Nice.
I don't know. Had breakfast.
Oh, it's been a pleasure talking with you.
Had breakfast, had an egg salad sandwich.
You did? Did you hear about Subway?
No, what happened at
the
Subway?
The tuna at Subway is no tuna in it.
Get the fuck out of here.
You know, there's a couple different things. I read a whole New York Times article about it this morning, so I think I got the skinny on it. Basically, a guy is suing Subway for having no tuna in the tuna. So he sent it to a lab and there's no tuna DNA in it. But it's possible that the cooking process, it makes it very difficult to detect the DNA. Well, but it's
how can that guy even prove that tuna came from Subway?
Well, they would go and they're not going to just have a whole fucking court case based on a sandwich that this guy brought in.
Yeah.
They'll go like the New York Times went to a couple of different Subways and got sandwiches from them. I don't understand how your brain works exactly.
Well, you said some guy sent it to a lab. Why would?
Yeah, so he sent some tuna to a lab and said, hey, Subway doesn't have any. I'm going to sue them because they don't have any.
And why would he sue him? What's he going to do? Get $8 back for his sub? What's he going to sue him for?
That they didn't go into that part of it. And in fact, he's changed his lawsuit tissues. Slightly.
The tissue.
That it's now that he's saying that it's not the type of tuna they say. This is wonderful.
Yeah.
You know it's on video, right?
Me wiping my nose, big deal. That's a human bodily function.
Okay.
So it's ridiculous.
Anyway, I think it's tuna. I think it's just that it gets cooked out.
How? What else would it be if it wasn't tuna? I mean, even guess one thing it would be.
Like a different kind of fish. Some shittier kind of fish.
Oh, good. Good call.
That's what I think.
Do you think that?
Mm-hmm. Or it's just tuna, because tuna's pretty cheap anyway, so.
You don't know the price of tuna.
I read the article.
Do you ever see these people catch these gigantic tunas and sell them for $500,000 because, you know, they make sushi out of it?
Yeah, well, the good tuna goes for sushi, and then the shitty tuna goes into the cans.
What's the mediocre tuna go to?
The kind of, you know, when you get seared tuna in a restaurant.
Oh. That's medium tuna?
Mm-hmm.
You knew that from the article?
From the article.
It said that?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool that you know the whole evolution of tuna.
I know a lot about tuna now. And I just, you know, when I read articles, I go through them very fast. Like I skim. Sometimes I have to go back. I miss the actual important part.
I skim articles all the time. I don't like reading the whole thing. And I don't like when I'm on the internet and it goes click and goes to like a paragraph, then continue.
Oh,
then
yeah, I just get out of those right away.
And they're the fucking worst because it never ends. It's just a scam.
Yeah, continue. They go like,
and then
know,
Mary.
You should see what, you know, so-and-so from the Facts of Life looks like now.
Yeah.
And then you click through and it's
not even her.
After 100 of them, there's still no her.
I know. They're fucking liars and that gets me so mad.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really furious now.
Mm-hmm.
You click through him. Oh, where is he now? I'll tell you where he's not in this article. That's where he's not.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking drives me nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Get so mad. And I fall for it sometimes.
This is what it's called. You know what it's called, right?
Clickbait.
Yep.
That's what it's called. And you're called jailbait.
No.
You were. At some point.
When I met you.
Yeah. Anyhow, so Monday I was in at the stand and I went over to the cellar to have something to eat.
And, tuna?
I didn't have tuna. We were sitting there having a good time. Lucas Brothers.
You've had tuna from Subway lots of times though.
Not tuna. Not from Subway.
Oh, I don't eat at Subway. I think
I get
gross.
Tuna from Subs R Us or what's the name of it? No, Just Subs.
Just Subs.
Just Subs.
And you like it? Tastes good? Tastes like tuna?
I don't know. I'll send. I did send some out to the lab. So
you're waiting for it to come back.
The results.
Mm-hmm.
Tuna and me, I sent to. So and we're sitting there and they're going, oh, you guys going to the party tonight? I don't know anything about parties. And Chappelle threw.
This is at the cellar. You're now at the cellar, right?
Yeah, I'm sitting with. I remember the Lucas brothers.
You called me.
What's his name? Ricky Velez. We're all sitting there.
So you called me or I called you. I don't know.
I called you.
And then
I was on my.
You do this a lot, and I think it's something that we could go over right now, which is when you have other people in the car, you don't tell people that there's other people in the car. You just start talking to them, and then people talk, and then, you know, like you were like, I'm going somewhere. I don't remember. Where am I going? You say to someone else, and then the other person goes, hi, Bonnie. It's Shane. Yeah, it's the Chappelle thing. And then, ooh, that looks terrible.
That's poison ivy. I put stuff on it. I didn't break out like
lotion.
I'm not suffering from lotion.
It's red, though. It's pink.
That's the lotion, the poison ivy lotion.
Okay. Anyway, afterwards I said, you got to tell people that there's someone in the car.
And then if I call, like, say I call Bobby. Hey, Bobby, Bonnie's in the car. Don't say anything. That's what it sounds like when you go.
No, it doesn't. It's saying like, hi, how are you? I'm sitting here with so-and-so. Because the thing is, they might not say something to that person that they would say if they thought they were in private with you. And it's only polite. And I've heard many, many people tell you that. When you call someone.
Oh, you heard many people? You didn't
hear.
Name one person you've heard say.
Bobby said it to you. I remember talking to Bobby. And anyone who you've ever called where you haven't told, and then I say something, they go, hey, you should say when someone else is in the car. Okay. I do it. When people call me, I go, hi, I'm driving with Raina and her friend somewhere, whatever. I just say who's in the car. Because they might say something personal. I know you don't have any personal things. You just say to everyone. But
I'm very personal.
Other people have personal things.
I'm very personal.
I didn't say you're.
You just said I don't have any personal things.
You don't have secrets.
Oh, I do.
You would tell anyone anything. But what if someone was in the car and you started talking about people at your meeting? Say to Bobby, you're like, blah, blah, blah. And then Bobby's like, excuse me, I'm in the car with like seven other comedians. Then you'd be like, hey, you should have told me because I'm not supposed to.
First of all, what car is going to fit eight people?
This is your issue?
Seven other comedians.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm driving a van now.
You're very careful about not telling me who's in meetings, right?
Yeah.
Because that's the thing. You should keep a secret.
Yeah, it's anonymous.
Now, what if Bobby called and started talking about people in the meeting? You'd have to be like, hey, my wife's in the car. When really, you could have solved that problem by just saying it to begin with.
You're explaining to me why you say someone's in a car? You think I don't understand? You're explaining it?
Yeah, because you're not responding like, oh, okay, that makes sense. I'll do that. Because you don't do it. You never do it.
I do it all the time. I go, hey, Colin.
Oh, did you do it yesterday or the day before, whenever it was, that Shane was in the car with you?
No.
Okay. So you don't always do it.
I didn't say I always do it. Did I say I always do it?
Well, there you go. End of lecture. It's hard to know if you get through, but I'm assuming I got
through. It's hard to know. So we're headed. I call Bonnie and go, first of all, we're going to this party, which to go to the party, it was for comics or whatever. There was a way to do it. You do an email and they respond and they just put you on the list. But I didn't know that. And anyhow, I go, oh, I don't think I'm on the list, which obviously I would be on the list. If Dave was having a party, I would be on the list. Known him for 30 fucking years. And so we get to the party. Mm-hmm. Shane goes, he's my guest. Because I wasn't on the list because I didn't do the email thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, anybody was. It was fucking open micers
there. Right, calm down. I see where this is going.
No.
You don't have to be Shane Gillis's guest.
No, not at all. But I walked in because I had a COVID ID card, you know, a vaccination. But he didn't have one, so he had to take a test, a COVID test, to get in a separate room. And I get in there, and it's just a bunch of comics dancing, DJ, Chappelle's hosting.
He didn't get vaccinated?
I don't fucking know. I didn't ask him.
That's crazy.
He had COVID. So, you know, it's a gigantic spread of food. I didn't eat any food because I don't trust comics. You know, some dumb comic decides to put a gummy bear, or, you know, what they call those gummies.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
an edible.
You know, but I'm sure nobody would. No, I'm not sure. That's why I don't eat the food. And you know, there was weird acts, a girl that got into a balloon and pops out naked or something, and.
Oh, this is the first time hearing about the naked women.
Oh, I didn't. There was one. No, they were like these weird one late two
you told
ladies.
You there was weird acts.
Yeah,
you said a juggler.
You had one juggled with her feet, kind of like did
naked.
No, that one wasn't naked. Then this other one gets in a gigantic balloon and just her head popping around, and you know, just some weird. What do they call that kind of art? You know,
performance art.
Yeah, stuff like that.
Hey, you can just talk through a burp.
Well, no, you're burping and you keep going. You don't stop and go, oh, yeah, I got to take it.
You stop and you move away from the mic and then you say, excuse me,
oh.
And then you carry on.
No. Well, and first of all, I couldn't even tell if anybody heard it was such a little burp.
Oh, my God. It was like, bleh.
Oh, God, brother. What? Oh, look, let's dissect every little thing. Find every little.
Okay, I won't. Fine. But it's hard not to because you're like acting
if you burped it real quick, you were talking, I wouldn't say, oh. Anything.
Yeah, because I'd be like, excuse me.
Oh, aren't we the Queen of England?
Oh, my God.
You just see Bonnie with her dumb tea at night. Instead of pouring a hot water right into a cup, she pours it into a pouring pot.
And then a pouring pot?
What do they call it?
A teapot?
A teapot? Is that what that is?
Yes.
She pours her hot water into a teapot. And then, like, she sits down and pours the hot water into the teapot. Then takes a teapot and pours it into the cup. Like she's having people come, like she's throwing a teapot, like it's just ridiculous.
I'm sorry that it upsets you that I have tea at night.
Anyhow.
I try not to eat at night, okay? I'm doing, like, it's basically, what do you call it?
Intermittent fasting.
Intermittent fasting.
Did I ever tell you my intermittent story? I'll get to that later.
I still haven't eaten today. See, I wait as long as I can. I stop eating at 8 o'clock at night, and then I wait.
It's 9 o'clock. She just lied an hour.
No, because I usually, okay, I give myself until 9, but like last night, what time did we finish dinner? I didn't have anything after that.
Good.
So, I give myself until 9, but.
So.
If I finished dinner earlier, then that's that. Finished dinner the other night at 7:30. Then I didn't eat one more thing until 12:30 the next day. And slowly but surely, I'm getting rid of my.
So I'm at this
fat stomach.
This comedy ball, as they were calling it, and you know, I really don't have fun at those type of functions. I love being with comics. I would love to, you know, like at a barbecue or hanging out, talking and bullshitting. And that's great for, you know, people want to go out and party and dance and drink and get high. Perfect, perfect setting for that. Not my thing. Was my thing years ago. But even then, I really wasn't a big fan of loud music. But, you know, I was standing up top on the stairs looking down at everybody. Some girl comes over to me and she's talking, which I don't know what to say. I end up talking about fucking sobriety to some fucking dumb. And she says, I love Dave Chappelle. She said,
changing the world.
He's changing the world. And I'm like, am I at a cult fucking dance or something right now? You know, and whatever I said, she left, thank God. She was a nice person, but
You've had like a lot of women sort of
come up to me lately. Mm-hmm. I got this good aura around me.
Yeah.
I got this. Well, I think it's my new tattoo.
Oh boy.
I think it's a new tattoo right there. I'm not going to color it in.
They like Bad Boys.
Bad Boys. And this other girl came up to me at the thing and just walked by me. She goes, I don't know what she said. I don't know if she goes, you're hot. That's a cool van.
She didn't say you're hot.
No, she was in my fedora. She goes, you look hot in your fedora.
No, she didn't.
Oh, she said something like that, or your fedora's hot.
Is she a comedian?
No, this was a bar girl.
Damn. No.
She was. She said her and her friend were walking.
Oh, my God. Someone's got some daddy issues.
She said, your fedora is nice or hot. Well, I didn't get it, but there was a compliment towards my hat and probably my look. I mean, you know.
Maybe she said, that's a hot fedora. Although that doesn't sound
that
right.
That doesn't
either.
Sound right. I think she said, you look hot in your fedora. I like your fedora. Okay. I don't know. And I just.
Well, I'm glad that happened.
I don't know. And then another girl came up to me. I don't know. Maybe I had to, you know what it is? Because I wasn't in there all desperate and dancing. And I was just, I was a fucking cool dude.
Oh, my God.
Then I was down.
Did you have your dollar store glasses on or these ones?
I didn't have any glasses. And plus, when you walked in, they made you put your phone in a fucking case.
Oh, so you couldn't even, look at your phone?
Yeah.
So you had to sit there and. No wonder everyone's talking to you. They got nothing else to do.
So, I was getting ready to leave and I saw Masavia. I don't know if you remember him.
I do.
He puts out the roast that we used to do. He's going, we're working on something else. He goes, you got to be the host. He kept saying how brilliant I am. And you're like, But I was sitting there, then I saw Chappelle was on stage. I said hi to him, shook his hand. He was like, whoa, look who's here. I mean, we go way back. And then I fucking left. But I was there for probably a good hour and a half.
Oh, that's good.
Till like 2 o'clock.
Wow.
And I don't stay out that late unless I'm sitting around at the Cellar. I don't go to functions. And I wasn't on the list. I would have been on the list if I followed all the steps, but I didn't know about the steps.
All right, we already
because Liz didn't
that.
Tell me. I should put Liz on speakerphone.
Why is this such a, this is not the part of the story. It's like, what was it like inside?
It was
people,
good.
If you're going to tell people
had
about
a good
this
time.
Thing. Yeah, but you're not good at explaining any of the situation.
It's a dance party. What's there to explain? DJ?
Who's there? Famous people that were there, possibly?
There was a basketball player, the one who does comedy.
Oh, my God, you're the worst. And
is that one that does
Blake
comedy?
Griffith?
Yeah, he was there. I think his team lost whatever team he's on. I don't know. It was probably a couple rappers.
But he's still a basketball player?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he was retired.
I don't think so.
Well, he was on the roast that I wrote on. And then I'd met him before in Montreal. And I said to him, hey, I met you in Montreal. He came through the show that I was on, the Nasty Show. And I went to shake his hand and he completely looked like that. He goes, hey. Like he was just looking anywhere but at me while he shook my hand. I thought, go fuck yourself, dude. Go fuck you and your 6'7" of bullshit.
Oh, please. You would love to
your
go
fucking
out with
9-inch cock. Go fuck yourself.
How do you know he's got a 9-inch cock?
He showed it to me.
Where?
In my ass. I didn't see it per se, but I could feel it.
It's real nice, real good.
Well, why would I? You're just looking at somebody who's 6'7" or whatever he is.
That doesn't mean it has
okay. You're right, but you make some judgment calls and you say nobody would be like, "Hey, how do you know?" Only you.
Maybe you saw him in the bathroom in one of those bathrooms where guys and girls go in together.
No, I didn't. And you know that. You're just weird. You want me to describe it to you so you can later go fucking jerk off about it.
That's so gross. Hold on. My gum slipped out of my upper lip.
Yeah, that's how excited you got. Are you kidding me?
Anyhow, so I left the party, came home. But it was, I guess.
But still, Rich, you still haven't described the party.
I did. It was a dance party.
There's food. A lot of flashing lights and pounding music.
The sound system was good for, I guess, dancing. But when Chappelle was on the mic, the sound system.
Was it too loud to talk? like to other comedians?
Nah,
and stuff?
Not too loud. Up top, I went up top. I was talking to Ricky Velez for a while. I like Ricky.
I'm not saying your fucking story's boring, but my...
I was just saying, you know, I wasn't...
My biological system is.
What else do you want me to... you know, I was at this thing.
Okay, well, like you told us 20 times that you weren't on the list. Like you described that.
Well, I could have been. I didn't fill out. I didn't send the email.
The reason you're describing that is because your ego's on the line.
No, I didn't send out the email.
We get it. We heard
it. Does my neck look like an old person's neck?
Everyone's does. It's like your neck can't hide anything.
Who else loves summer but gets a little overwhelmed by all the plans? Daily Harvest helps me conquer the morning and kick off my day with intention through nourishing and delicious food. All delivered to your door. Daily Harvest is the easiest way to get your daily serving of sustainably sourced fruits and vegetables without the shopping, chopping, and post-cooking cleanup. Go to dailyharvest.com right now, enter promo code HARVEST, and get up to $65 off your first order. Their strawberry and peach smoothie or apple and cinnamon oat bowl are the perfect addition to my morning routine. They also have tons of options for any time of day, like flatbreads, harvest bowls, and bites. We all deserve easy mornings. Let Daily Harvest give you one less thing to worry about. So don't wait. Order your meals now at dailyharvest.com. Enter promo code HARVEST for up to $65 off your first order. That's dailyharvest.com, promo code HARVEST for up to $65 off.
But I don't, like, if you saw my neck, like, I go to people in the
you can
audience.
Get it, you know, you can get your neck, a neck transplant, right? You'll never walk again, but.
Oh, boy. That's a, oh, that's funny.
You're so mean. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm trying to keep it light. Oh, let's go back to how you weren't on the list and if you'd emailed the thing in.
Yeah, I didn't know the rules. I didn't even know there was a party. That was the third one. They go, this is our third annual. Where I didn't even know about the other two.
I made a mistake. Let's go back to your neck. That was actually more interesting.
And I was saying, I was standing with Michael Che. And I go, we should go up on stage and fucking smash Chappelle. And he wanted to so bad. And I would have, too, with him. But the sound system was so bad that we would have fucking ate right. it. We would have ate it.
Right.
He's having a party July something. He told us to come.
What, at his house?
Yeah.
Give his address.
Yeah.
You're giving the date and the address, right?
I don't have the address. He told me where he lives. Like, I'm not going to remember it, but I do like him.
I like him, too.
I like him.
His show is funny.
All these...
I thought it was a smart, funny show.
I told him that they did a bit on his show that was parallel thinking to one of
my
bits.
But this is what I love about you. You didn't watch any of it. You
told me it.
I know. I know.
No, I did. I watched a clip.
Okay, but here's the thing.
Don't tell me what I know.
I'm allowed to fucking have an opinion on this. Why wouldn't you watch a little bit of the show so that you could say to him, listen, I watched your show and I thought it's really good. Here's the thing.
I might have
said
you're
that. Like, I'm so focused on me that I don't care you have a show at all.
I don't.
But we have a parallel bit. It doesn't come across very good.
I don't care. I don't come across well a lot. And, you know, people are used to it. But I just said... You know, if you hear that I do that bit, it's just I've been doing it. It's parallel. You tell comics that just like if they do a bit that's close to yours, you got to let them know that you know. And obviously, someone didn't steal it. It's just the same. It's not so clever where other people wouldn't think of it. You know, there's certain bits that you do.
Yeah, but did you even say like congratulations on your show?
Not at all.
Nothing. You just walked up to him and said,
"Hey, I got to talk to you." I told him, and I told him the bit. He goes, "Ah, no problem." I get a look. I don't know, but I did compliment him. I go, I heard your interview on Stern. It was great. So there.
Okay.
And it was. It was a good interview. I go, he tries to catch you or make you slip up, but it was really good. He did really well. So there. Yeah.
Okay. Good.
I'm a compliment. I'm not going to sit and compliment him five different things.
I just think if you're going to say you stole something from me on your show,
I didn't
you
say
start
you stole
saying...
something. I said that we have to
and
say.
And also,
I never would say you stole something. One,
I was telling you that joke is on, first of all, I don't want to say where that joke came from.
I did it 2 years ago. No.
Okay.
You might have helped me with it.
But I was just saying, like, you can't do the bit anymore because now it's on the Michael Che show. I wasn't saying, like.
I can do it. It's no bit. How many people saw that?
And it wasn't. It's a different bit.
It's a different premise. His are, you know, I'm a fan of his though. I like him. He's fun when he goes out. You don't see like an ego with him. Like he'll sit around.
Michael J.
Yeah, you think he's got an ego?
That's all I see.
No, no, I see him hanging with.
He's like, yeah,
he can sit at the table. You can smash him, go back and forth. You're not going to sit at the table.
I mean, he's not a sensitive person.
You're not
going to
sit
that,
there and smash Chris.
That's funny. I see a very incredibly confident person.
Yeah, but not an ego. Not a. I don't know. I just like him. It's not, you know. I mean, I like a lot of people. Let me call Bobby.
Oh, that's a nice thing to say. I like Michael Che, but I like a lot of people. Like, why add that part?
Yes.
Why are you calling Bobby?
Because.
Please leave a message. I'll get back to you.
He's working out.
Who, Bobby? No, he goes late at night. He always calls me. I'm going to the gym. That late? You're not supposed to work out late at night because then it's harder to fall asleep because your adrenaline is...
You know all the... you got all the answers.
I got all the answers. So I'm done telling about the party. What else?
You came to the club that I was working.
Oh, yeah.
In New Jersey the other night.
Yeah, I did 2 guest spots upstairs and downstairs. Crushed. I was on stage downstairs. It was outdoors in the patio. So I get on, you know, when they introduce me, the girl introducing me has no idea who I am.
Idea
who I am or anything about an intro, you know. And the people in the audience knew who I was. Not that it was a big audience.
Wait, that was the show that I was on?
Yeah, yeah. So when I was
What do you mean? Like, what was her intro to you?
I have no idea. It was ridiculous. Whatever it was not even close to anything.
When I gave her my intro, she goes like this, okay. I was like, why that?
Okay. So I go on and there's a church across the street and the bells are ringing, playing a song. And I go, you know, I only do comedy with, I made it work for me. Yeah. Then the next thing they were, I don't know why, they started with the bells doing taps.
Maybe they heard you.
Yeah, it was funny. And I did a spot upstairs.
It was very noisy with the street.
Yeah, the street goes by.
Yeah, a big truck would go by and I'd have to like pause for my punchline because I didn't want to get lost.
So anyhow, I go upstairs and the kid upstairs.
Okay, anyway, sorry, I was talking during your story.
I go upstairs. He goes, oh, you want to do a spot? I go, yeah, do 10 minutes. I think I did like 15 or 20, but. The kid puts on his Instagram, like I'm doing a guest spot on this show, just stopping in.
Oh my God.
Puts on his Instagram. I saw him the other night. He goes, Rich Voss opening for me.
He's
what?
Joking.
No.
He's fucking around. Yes, he's like.
I saw him.
Like, he knows that everyone knows that's ridiculous. It's like he's bragging about you being there.
Like, yeah, that was a kill. That was fun. I like that place. Tiff's and Morris Plains.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
We're going to be there on the 30th.
June 30th for the Rich Voss birthday show. Me, Bonnie, and some other comics.
Anybody, any comic in New Jersey will probably stop by?
Florentine will be there probably. Bobby Kelly.
Allie Mae. Ken Kranz.
You told them?
Yeah. Why not? First of all, you told Allie Mae to come by.
No, I didn't. Did I?
Yes.
They're not getting paid.
Okay.
They're not on the paid list.
Jesus.
All right. Just like Ken didn't pay us when we did his album taping. That never worked.
Yeah.
His album taping.
Well, I'm at Poughkeepsie's this weekend with Ken Kranz. Somebody else.
Where does he stay?
I mean, they have a hotel.
For
it's in a hotel.
Too, for a middle?
I mean, I didn't ask him. But Poughkeepsie's, everybody, come on down. It's going to be fun.
I'm ready to wrap this up. We only did like 38 minutes. I got nothing today. I'm tired.
Well, we're making a shed. I'm trying to lead you into stuff, but you're just really
what
focused.
What do you lead me into? Name one thing.
The Pips?
What
is it?
Pips?
No, what is it called?
What, TIFFs?
TIFFs, sorry.
Pips. That was an old comedy club. It was the first comedy club ever.
Okay.
In Brooklyn.
I don't understand Pips. Why you get so...
You're so stupid.
Okay. I made a mistake on a name.
Pips.
Okay. TIFFs, which is a terrible name.
What? I'm
Toronto International Film Festival. TIFFs.
Is that what they call it? Oh. We got an offer to do Moon Tower. We're getting an offer to do Moon Tower. I don't know. I don't care about any of it anymore.
You don't?
Not really. Not as much as I used to. What am I going to do?
I don't know. Have fun. Live your life.
I am having fun. I am living my life. We're doing the shed. It's going to look great. We got to go.
First of all, Rich is...
I'm supervising besides... I'm a supervisor and...
And you use
helper,
and
foreman.
Electric, and you're the only one that can use the electric tools.
Yes. I don't want... Electric tools should not be...
But I show him the sheet. I say, hey, can you tell me what kind of screws that I need for this? He won't even register that, right?
No.
You go, no, I don't do that. You won't look at the pamphlet,
that's not
the
true.
Directions.
That's not true. That's not my job. My job is foreman and supervisor.
So you don't go get the things. You
what? Get what things?
Like when it says get A, V, C, 60, you got to go get them.
I got the whole shed.
I know, but I'm saying like to get them ready. You don't get the stuff ready.
It's not what I do.
You don't get the right screws. You don't put it on to see where it goes. What is it? Oh, and then I put all the screws in. Then you come by.
Make sure everything is right. I get everything in order around the shed.
I've never met anyone so you're able to just fuck around. And also the one thing is that when it's nice out, you go play golf. So we can only really build the shed when it's like raining or
no, that's not true. It's not true. I play golf like every other, like Monday, Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't usually play on the weekend because I'm working or we're doing, yard or shed work. And it's too crowded on the weekend. I'm not a big weekend golfer. Unless I'm on the road, that's different.
Well, this last part is the roof. It says it's going to take half an hour.
It's going to be a whiz like the rest of it.
It tells you how long each thing takes. And we've been averaging about a week an hour. So when they say it takes an hour, it takes us about a week. Okay. Well, you're no fun today.
I'm thinking about the shed. About, I got to get brick. We're going to, you'll see pictures when it's done. I don't want to explain everything. I'm going to explain it. A shed, and the backyard's coming together. When it gets a little warmer, or I have a free day of hot weather, I'll power wash the house, the deck, get ready for our barbecue whenever we have it. What do you think? A Monday is a good day for a barbecue? Comics are back in town on Mondays.
I guess do whatever you want.
Do we invite all these new young female comics?
Zero.
None of them?
Just men. Just male.
No, we're going to get some of these new young female comics. Because I figure one of them...
When we were at TIFFs, one of them went to hug you.
Goodbye. She thought I was leaving.
And she,
I didn't know.
You had just met her. She didn't even know who you were, right? She just knew. She probably heard somebody was like, that's legend Rich Voss. And then she was like, oh, I better. And then she's a very attractive girl.
She's cute.
She's
right.
Very, very attractive.
You think very,
all
very?
Those girls were very attractive that showed up at TIFFs. Very
attraction.
Hot outfits. They're probably like, what's this fucking old lady in her fucking baggy outfit doing?
That was, I said that.
Oh, that was you. So then you came out, because I was sitting outside with Allie Mae. You came out to get us, and she thought you were leaving, so she went to hug you. What did you say to her?
I just, I didn't say anything.
I thought you were like...
I backed up or something. I don't know.
I thought you said no.
She hugged me the other night when I walked into the...
I mean, and never, did not come up to me, did not
didn't
say hello,
up.
Did not say good show, nothing to
well,
me,
she
but you,
show.
She's going to hug.
Well, I'm huggable. I got this aura around me now. I don't know what it is.
Listen, I don't
think it's my
I don't
new
mind
tattoo.
You hugging them. I just see it as a
I'm not a hugger to begin with. You know that.
It's such a, it's a bizarre thing that if you want to like excel in the business that you're like, well, let me hug the old men and not talk to the women at all.
First of all, don't call me an old man.
Okay. Let me hug the legends of comedy.
With my new aura.
Okay. Let me hug men in fedoras. Does that...
It's my new aura. The one girl came up to me and goes, "You're hot. I like your fedora."
No, you're changing it now. She's like, "I want to suck your cock."
No, I don't know. And I mean, young. You're making it up. I can't believe I can't go to these nightclubs now without, you know, some guys who get mad because their girl's going to see me and then come over and end up in a fight. I'm just sitting there minding my business. I don't need that.
And you think it's all because of the neck tattoo?
It's a new neck tattoo.
Which you claim is not a neck tattoo.
It's not a neck tattoo. It's below my neck.
Well, this is your neck right here, Stark. No, it isn't. There's some.
No. I can't wait till I do here. My neck right here.
No.
What should I do there? What do you want? An anchor? Because I'm anchored.
How about a rope?
I'm going to put a saying.
No, don't get a neck tattoo. You're so... Come live, on,
live, live and let live.
Why? Like, what is it? Is it just aging is upsetting you?
I like tattoos. I'm not
You just said my neck is like getting old and you're like, well, let me do some stuff that'll make people look at it. Why are you looking at me like that?
Because you're very attractive.
More attractive than the girl that tried to hug you? No, don't answer that.
No, I like her tattoos. She has nice tattoo work. No, she probably didn't say good sex because she didn't see you. No one came up to me and said, because I killed in both fucking rooms.
It's weird to go hugging people.
Some people are very friendly. They just hug. They're huggers. I'm not a hugger. You know.
I hug people.
I don't like it. I'd rather shake a hand. Or sometimes do that little kiss on each side that they do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's for people you know. Like, I would never do that to Allie Mae. Go, ugh. You know what I mean? Just maybe like...
Well, Allie Mae said, she goes, I've known Rich since I was like, you know, 7 years old. I've never tried to hug him. No, I think she said she tried to hug you once and you're like, don't do that again. That's awkward. But yeah, it's like...
I mean, I'll hug certain
people. It's like you should be more intimidated than that. You know what I mean? Like, if you're new in the business, you're just like going around hugging like... National headliners.
It doesn't matter. I called into Bobby's podcast last night.
Also, it was Father's Day you didn't talk about.
Oh, wait. I called into Bobby's podcast, and Jarrett Fried was there. Mm-hmm. Sweeney. What's his name? Mike?
Mike Sweeney?
Yeah. Yeah. Finney? Is it? No, it's not Sweeney. It's...
Oh.
Finney, right? Mike Finney. What the fuck's his last name?
Huh? Don't, because I know him.
So do I.
Now I'm like,
it's,
you mixed me
Mike
up.
Finney. I'll tell you in 1 second. Whatever.
Mike Feeney.
Feeney. It's Jarrett Fried, Mike Feeney, and that girl. They're there. And
Gab, that girl, and the hugger?
Yeah.
Oh,
and
my God.
I was just calling in, coming back from Walmart, and I'm bombing in front of those people on a call.
The reason you're bombing is because those people aren't laughing. Like, that's the only way you're bombing.
No, I attacked him. I was mean. And then I called back and said, I'm sorry. Because I called Gabby a bringer and Jarrett Fried.
Jarrett Fried almost cried on a podcast I did with him. Do you remember? I didn't even know him. I was on Bobby's podcast.
Yeah, it was Bobby's.
And he came in and he sat down and he said something moronic. And I made fun of him, and then he was like, I'm gonna go, and everyone was like, what is wrong with you?
Well, he didn't have, I
and
said,
I was like, bye-bye. Later, buddy.
I said to him, and I called,
but it's like, what, he's so I did apologize to him.
Guy.
I know he's very nice and he's funny.
I'm a big fan
and he's very funny, but the thing is like, it's weird when why would you come on Bobby's fucking podcast and say moronic shit and not expect anyone to fucking, you know, come after you? It's like, that's bizarre. What are you doing here? If you're that sensitive, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well,
it's weird.
Let's call Gabby.
No, come on, stop.
But I, you know, I said to Bobby, I called in, I go, if Jarrett Fried didn't have his fucking podcast, he'd be a fucking open micer or whatever. But then I called back, oh, look, I'm sorry.
But why were you so mean?
I don't know, because there's Bobby, and, you know, they're just sitting there.
But no one was laughing?
I don't know. I mean, it was, well, I called back.
Well, that
podcast
does sometimes, it is like a...
It gets mean.
It's like, no, it's... Sometimes it's so fucking pathetic that it's...
No, he's got a great podcast.
It's like the saddest people on the planet.
Oh, that's true. Like, sometimes he has sad people.
Yeah.
But he has a good podcast, but he...
I didn't say he didn't have a good podcast. I don't mean that. I mean, like, sometimes it's like, what is this, Mourner's Row? I mean...
No, that's, you know, he's got to fill
that
fucking...
I'm sorry, did all your dogs die on the same day? They're all just like...
I was talking to fucking Rosebud yesterday. She had a good theory about these fucking
You know, I get a lot of comments that, you know, what? Rosebud's going to steal my man kind of shit.
You never got that in your life.
I'm telling you, people.
First of all, she's married. I like her husband. I would never.
It's a joke. They don't think she's going to steal you. Okay. But
okay,
it's
first
a joke
of all,
that like you and Rosebud are buddies.
Who says that? I guarantee it's one person. I know
no,
who it is.
It's more than
it's
one.
It's one person.
No, it's not. It's more than one. And you saw her the other night.
Yeah. I know it. Yeah. First of all, I'm friends with Rosebud. And I'm friends with her husband. I mean, more friends with her. I've known her longer. Okay. So,
I've never
anyhow,
met her husband.
I like him. So,
although he's the kind of person I feel like you could meet 20 times and just doesn't fucking.
No, he's cool. He's a good guy. He's a good guy. And. No way. It would be like dating my daughter. That's gross.
Nobody's really saying, like, you're taking it to a sexual level that's not.
Not sexual. I said dating. I didn't say anything
about
sex. Okay,
but you know.
Anyhow.
Nobody thinks that you and Rosebud are going to get together, okay? But it's a joke.
Oh, a joke between you and one person.
No, more than one person. More than one person. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay, the other one on the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
Two people. So. I was talking, and she had a great theory. You know, she's talking about these comics or these girls.
Oh, this is like the thing. This is what we make fun of. Like, oh, Rosebud has a great theory. for me, it's like, man, you think that's smart? You're not smart. What are you, the Queen of England? But Rosebud has a wonderful new theory.
It's just something she said that was.
What is it?
I forget now.
Oh, come on. You don't want to say it because it's a stupid thing.
It's not stupid.
Then what is it?
She's not stupid.
What is it?
No, it's how these like girls say, I don't want to have kids and this and that. But then they adopt like 15 fucking cats and puppies and stuff, you know.
Right. Oh, my God.
That's good.
And my theory is that they're just taking that maternal energy and putting it onto the pets. Rosebud, have you told anyone this? I feel you should write this down and sell it as a novel. It's wonderful. What a theory. No one's ever thought of this before. This is fantastic. Rosebud has a new theory about maternal energy and pets. Here to talk about a new book. Do you really not want kids, or is that cat your baby? Rosebud Baker. And is that your husband? Or we've never met. You've met him 20 times. All right.
First of all, we discussed the party.
Rosebud was at the was Rosebud at the party? I believe she was.
Yeah.
And a man who may or may not have been her husband was also with her.
No, her husband. I was going to give him a ride, but they had their own car.
Oh, they're doing.
I sat with.
They're
her
doing
husband
great.
What are you making fun? Don't make fun of my friends.
Rosebud said something wonderful about the party. She said, isn't everyone just trying to be a part of something? Look at everyone trying to have relevance. Wow, Rosebud, this is such dynamic information. You're like this talking to Rosebud. Rosebud, tell me your theory about pets again. Well, I believe people eat meat because they want babies.
She has good theories.
Mm-hmm.
I like talking to her.
She's a wonderful, wonderful person. Yeah, this is why people make fun of that your favorite number one person in the world is Rosebud Baker.
She's not my favorite number one person.
Oh.
She's in my...
Okay, your kids and then Rosebud right after that. Yeah.
No, I like talking to Bobby. I like talking to Bobby. You know, Colin. I talk to Colin.
Mm-hmm. But Rosebud, you know, has all the good theories. Then they get cats. Okay? Then they get cats.
Well, look, you know.
I mean, cats are hard to take care of, if you think about it.
I like Karen. I like Karen. I always, you know, who else do I like?
You helped her get past to the Comedy Cellar.
I didn't help her get past it.
You wrote them and said, pass Karen.
I did not. I did not say pass Karen. That's gross. I wrote to the person.
What's gross?
I would never do that.
Pass her, like get her. She's in.
I know, but I didn't write that. I wrote to somebody. I said, the gal auditioning tonight is very funny. I use her on the road.
You use the word G-A-L?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Gal, because you could
say
gal.
They wrote back, are you wearing a fedora?
I mean, what am I going to do? Rosebud's already works the cellar, so I don't have to.
Right, you already.
You know, anyhow. I'm friends with a lot of female comics because I like female comics working on a show with me, and not in a creepy way, because I'm not creepy. I am creepy, but not girl creepy.
What about
people
who have kids and a lot of cats? Oh, shit, Rosebud. Why'd you go? What? What?
She's a fan of yours.
I mean, who's not? Oh, I'm sorry. Is this too harsh?
No, but remember when you did this with Kelsey Cook?
I didn't say that. I said Kelsey Cook was too pretty to be a funny comedian.
No, she didn't say hi to you at the party.
And then she was like, hey, Bonnie hates me. It's like, I'm sorry. I always thought the statement too pretty to be funny. When I said that she wasn't, that I'd never seen her do stand-up, I couldn't know. That was actually just me being charming.
No, at the party.
And complimentary.
She talked to me and didn't talk to you at Bobby's party.
Oh, that's right.
So you got mad.
I didn't get mad. I was making fun. Oh. But she was like this, Richard!
No, she didn't even know who I was.
Rich!
No, that was at the cellar.
She double waved you.
No. She's married. She got married.
Yeah, I heard. That's why you had to move on to Rosebud, who is married, but may not be a ghost.
First of all, Andy, her husband, I sat and talked with him. I remember talking with him at the cellar once. And I was a fan. I liked him. Certain people I like.
Can you tell me one thing that he said that you found interesting?
No. Not one thing. No, there's not.
I don't know him at all, which is why I can easily make fun of him. But I've had people tell me that he's very, very funny. Very good joke writer.
Yeah. I don't know. I've never watched him. I just know I like him. There's certain people I like. And I'd rather not watch him do comedy. Because if I don't, not him in general, but in general, if I like somebody and then I watch them do comedy and it's horrible, then I don't, you know, I don't want to not like them anymore.
Right.
You know.
Well, I've got to go feed my dog and my cat and my kid. Mm-mm. So.
Well.
And look, myself.
Yeah. I have an idea that for a podcast.
But
I don't want to say it.
Okay, well, now you're just on your phone and shit, so.
Oh. Okay, so this weekend I'll be at Uncle Vinny's. I'm full all summer for almost the rest of the year. Look at richvoss.com for all my dates. They're up on my website. Go on their schedule. And
I just want to promote Rosebud's shows.
Where's Rosebud?
I feel bad. I don't know where she's playing, but go look her up.
You don't feel bad.
I do, because people, like, I just think I'm being funny and I don't have any connection to anything I'm saying. And then people are like, you were mean to me. It's like, okay, well.
You weren't mean. She would find
out. I don't think of you as a human, so it doesn't bother me. Do you know what I mean? Like, you're just something that comes up on my fucking Instagram once in a while. But I've seen her in person and she's lovely and she's funny. And so, and I wish her and her husband well. Yeah, I think he's just like an product of her imagination.
What are you talking
about? She just willed someone to sit there and listen to her. She just manifested it. I need someone to listen to me on the podcast. All right. No, they're both.
Oh, you've seen their clips.
Yes. Yes, I do see their clips. And they're very funny. And I wish them both the greatest, happy, most wonderful. I hope their existence never stops being incredible. Ugh. Together forever.
Don't try to steal my friends.
Anyway, I don't really. I'm not. I don't have time. I've got a cat and a dog and a child. So I don't have time to steal your friends.
Goodbye. Oh, aren't you at Laugh It Up Poughkeepsie this week?
Laugh It Up Poughkeepsie. So when you get there, don't forget Laugh It Up.
Ugh.
Bye.
Goodbye.
My Wife Hates Me was created and hosted by Rich Voss and Bonnie McFarlane, produced by John Baldwin. Executive producers Robert Kelly and Matt Kleinschmidt for the Laugh Button Podcast. Subscribe to the podcast by visiting mywifehatesmepodcast.com.
It's really true, la, 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 but somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Hey, Mark, remember, getting help from Progressive is so easy. You can use the mobile app, chat with us online, or call us.
And you pick now to tell me.
I couldn't miss Little Grace's ballet recital. Oh, thanks for inviting me, by the way.
Did I?
Because you know I'm always here for you.
Yeah. I can use the mobile app if I need help. Sorry, you're in my wife's seat, though.
Oh, yeah, I gotta go anyway. Tell Grace she nailed her chaussee.
Get the help you need from Progressive with our mobile app, online chat, or over the phone. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers.
If you're updating your closet for summer, you need dependable clothes that you can wear anywhere, whatever you're doing. And for that, you can look to American Giant. American Giant makes clothing of exceptional quality for people who want something more than the status quo offers. Whether you need to re-up on reliable everyday t-shirts, pick up a solid pair of shorts, or invest in a pair of durable jeans, American Giant is a better choice. They make everything right here in the USA from start to finish. So when you buy from American Giant, you become part of creating jobs and improving local communities in towns and cities all across the country. And keeping things local ensures the kind of quality you'll feel and appreciate for years to come. Shop your new summertime closet staples at American-Giant.com and get 20% off your order when you use code WA23 at checkout. That's 20% off at American-Giant.com with promo code WA23.